The Treasury Secretary, Ken Henry, has labelled those who question the Reserve Bank's 2 to 3% inflation target as seriously misguided and peculiar. But there are those people who continue to question the use of interest rates to try and tame inflation. Among them is Columbia University professor Joseph Stiglitz, a winner of the Nobel Prize for Economics in 2001 and a former chief economist of the World Bank. He says both developing and developed countries need to abandon inflation targeting or risk damaging their economies. Emma Alberici reports.
Paul Keating often claims that wage restraint and an inflation target of 2 to 3% were the socially responsible achievements of his Labor government in the early 90s. Bernie Fraser was the Reserve Bank chief then. He sparked a row on financial markets by suggesting at the 2020 summit that the inflation target should be adjusted. The current Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens, as well as fellow board member and Treasury Secretary Ken Henry, have over the past week very loudly disagreed. John Hewson was in opposition when Paul Keating introduced inflation targeting. He supported it then and does now, but told Lateline Business he believes it's about time the range was changed to something in the order of 3 to 4%. He said that would take into account the fact that many of the factors driving up prices in Australia are beyond the control of the Reserve Bank.
It's different today than what it was when that target was set, and I don't think you should think that the range doesn't or shouldn't change as the nature of inflation changes. Of course it should.
There are some that go even further in their arguments against linking monetary policy to specific inflation targets, like Joseph Stiglitz, the Columbia University professor and former senior vice president of the World Bank, who won the Nobel Prize for Economics in 2001.
The countries that follow inflation targeting are likely to get themselves into trouble. Most countries today face imported inflation. To think that there is anything Australia can do to dampen global food inflation or global energy inflation is obviously absurd.
Do you accept the argument from our Treasury Secretary Ken Henry that inflation targeting of between 2 and 3% has been a significant contributor to Australia's economic prosperity?
No. I think that one of the major reasons for Australia's economic prosperity are high commodity prices. Australia's been lucky about some of the things that it's exporting have gone up in price. And it would have taken a very bad mismanagement of the economy not to be doing very well under those circumstances.
People who are advocates of inflation targeting point to the 1970s when Japan and Germany had such a strategy and indeed were able to cope with the oil shocks that were evident then much better than countries like Australia.
In the late 70s, early 80s, there was a fad among central bankers called monetarism. There was no economic theory behind monetarism. It was not supported either by sound economic theory or empirical evidence. It worked in some countries. It was a disaster for other countries. Today, almost no one is an advocate of monetarism. Today, central bankers are following a new religion, that's inflation targeting. It works sometimes, but it doesn't work at others. They'll cite the cases where it has worked, and they'll say, look at how the success cases. I think we're about to see a number of instances of countries that follow inflation targeting in an inappropriate situation, and they will be a disaster. And I would predict that in 5 years' time, inflation targeting will be seen as just another fad, fashionable among central bankers, like monetarism. It will be pushed aside, and central bankers will be looking for a new fad to follow.
American economist and Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz ending Emma Alberici's report.